Next up, storyteller and Moth host, Dasha Kelly Hamilton.
Having an orgasm is like catching a fly. You hear it before you see it. You're not really sure where it's coming from, that buzz, maybe behind the curtain or inside the lampshade. You hear it, and then you don't. So you go back to doing whatever it was you were doing, folding, scribbling, pumping, nothing complicated, just what you do. And then you hear it. So now you're focused. You know a promise when you hear one. So you follow that sound as it curls itself around ribbons of air and weaves in between sonic waves. You can hear it taunting you, Marco to your polo, dissonance to your solo. You can even feel it tickling the prickles of your flesh without ever touching your skin. And then you see it, this erratic spasm defying rhythm and space. It's the choreography you had to teach yourself over the years because you weren't real good at that fly-catching business when you were much younger. When you were younger, it was all wild flailing and crazy swinging, chasing around tiny flies with newspapers, envelopes, raggedy house shoes, whatever you could put your hands to until indignity melted into exhaustion and you resigned yourself to simply wait, praying that bliss might find its way to your toe, land on your shoulder, or God help you, kiss the inside of your thigh. Until that one time, that one night, you were listening to a buzz of a siren song and you wanted to sing songs too. So you knew you had to decide. Decide. And with that one action, it's like someone releasing red droplets of ink onto naked strips of rice paper. Rich color pulling towards your uncolored stretches, dragging itself towards your untouched edges. And this is called desire. And when you have that red color coursing through your veins, you're gonna catch that fly. No matter how, no matter who's watching and what they may think, if you have to twist your face into unflattering expressions, you are gonna catch that fly. If you have to growl nasty language through clenched teeth, you are catching that motherfucking fly. If you have to jerk and twist your body into unnatural positions, you are gonna catch that fly. And when you do, that weightless insect will feel like a two-ton rhino wrestled into submission, victory in the palm of your hands. So you drop it, because it's nasty. Little girls don't catch flies, especially not in the palm of your hand. So you drop it and raise a white flag to every unfounded declaration of what good girls don't do. Convincing that warrior princess inside of you to ignore her Serengeti soundtrack and the taste of gazelles we once hauled between our teeth. You are a huntress by heritage, but they told you it was nasty, left you standing, and now we have these shadows crying on our bedroom walls. Their tears trying to wash away the memory of wide open freedoms and understood hunger, and we are still left standing, trying to smudge away gummy carcasses and black lace wings from the palms of our hands, trying to smudge away the nasty like they told us. But this hunger is deeper than etiquette. It's stronger than liberation. Sexuality imprints its own genome patterned into the puzzle of your spine. Did you think it was an accident? The way desire grabs and pulls at your uncolored edges, orgasmic pleasure is your birthright. Warrior queen? So let's rise up. We have to rise up. We need to rise up and hunt the way our grandmothers instructed in their etchings on mountainsides and tree roots and soft-toned cave walls. We need to take to the buzzing killing fields. But before we pick up our swords and our shields, we have to grab hands, bow our heads, and make a solemn pledge to teach our daughters to catch more flies.
She is amazing. She is a force of nature. That is the multi-talented Dasha Kelly Hamilton. She's a storyteller, performance artist, poet, novelist, and she also hosts The Moth, storytelling on stage at the High Noon Saloon in Madison.